Hi, I'm John Overton, and this is the Verbal Equinox. A moment ago, my good friend Mike Hyatt, but those of us who love him, we call him Mike. But he's the greatest chef and friend that I know. And he runs Digby's Kitchen here in Tyler, Texas. But a moment ago, he asked me what I was thinking about. And to be honest, the idea of putting yourself in front of a live audience is the most absolutely humbling idea that has ever crossed my mind. People are going to see my cowlicks. Lord, if somebody can show me how to do something with them, they're probably the greatest hairstylist in the world. What is he wearing? Is he in shape? Why does he have that awful dragon tattoo? Who is this guy? I'm no one, and more than anything, I want everyone who sees this to know that, I just love them, and I hope to never judge anyone the way that I feel like I may be judged live. And with that, I'm going to try to get my head together and conduct my first podcast. Welcome to the Verbal Equinox. So this is Mike. And, more than anything, Mike's the kind of friend that when you're down on your luck, you come over to his house. You can use his Wi-Fi. You can and you can make your first episode. And, and that's more than a friend, that's a magician. That's somebody who's willing to bring you up when you're down. And I love you, man. Like, I don't know how to express to you how much it means to me that you're there for me when I don't have, anything else. And I'm so grateful to so many people. My wife, she's left me recently, and I still love her, and I wish her the best, and that's, there's no possession in that. I want her to grow and to be free, and I love my children so much, Romulus and Aries and Hannah, and Kaylin and Jonathan. I just love all my babies. I love Mike, and I just love everyone. For every judgment I've ever put out there, I'm just so sorry. But back to that. Mike is a magician, and in his food, he makes the best cuisine, okay? He services the best clients, and that more people don't know him is an absolute shame. And the meals that he cook, the truth is there are people out there who could never enjoy such an experience as one of his meals, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, but I get to eat those meals, and I don't really ever have much other than conversation to bring to the table. And he's still, and he's just sanitary. He's precise. He's so considerate. And it comes out in the food that he cooks. And Mike, if you'd like to say something, brother, then anyway, so this is my first podcast, and I couldn't record it live because I don't have approval from LinkedIn yet, and that's my fault because I procrastinated. But I wouldn't even been able to even say these words, if I wasn't here. And I didn't have a friend like Mike, man. Can I give you a hug? And I guess I'm gonna send this before I decide not to. And thank you, and for anybody I've ever hurt, I'm so sorry. And I just want everybody to be doing well. Thank you so much, and welcome to the Verbal Equinox. Thank you.